Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and we have quite a treat for you. We have a family here, a father and daughter who are both in the business, started first with the father and wife getting involved, and then later the daughter picking up and getting involved. But it's an amazing story. It's a family. One, the father has like 5,100 units, or has done that many units, and the daughter's got like 2,600 units. So it's quite a large amount of real estate investing deals. But I think what's even more important is the familial structure, the family structure that we have here, which is, hey, this is something that can be put together for your family and continued generation after generation after generation, where no one really ever has to get a job. Everybody can just be a part of the family business. I want to bring it out today, let you know that the expo starts tomorrow. I will be in Irvington, Texas tomorrow for the road trips, and you'll be able to go to apartment complexes like this and meet people like these we're having on today. So, you know, it's something that is going to be very large. But this is, I think, if you think about what you're going to see at the expo, you're going to start with kids 20 years of age starting in this business and doing their own deals, $1 million profits on two or three different kids in their 20s, early 20s. And now you get to see not only, you know, a daughter working with the father, but the whole family structure. So this is from beginning to end, soup to nuts, all fits in this story here. So having said that, let's go ahead and welcome Bob DeLong, who's been on before, and Janine Lutz, his daughter. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having us.
How you doing, Del?
It's a lot of story here, Bob. So let's start with you. Let's talk about your story. We'll hit Bob first, and we'll come back to Janine. Bob, tell us your story. How did you end up being a real estate investor?
Well, I lived in Houston for 32 years, and then I had a job offer in Colorado, so we went to Colorado. And while I was in Colorado, actually while I was in Houston, I started to listen to you on the radio. And I followed through with that while I was in Colorado. And I hate to say it, I was in Colorado for 7 years. And but then I had the opportunity to move back to Austin, where both of my kids are, actually Janine and my son. And we took it, and honestly, probably within a week after moving back to Austin, we joined Lifestyles, and we went to the 2-day, and that's how we got started in the business.
Now, did you both start at the same time, or did you start first, Bob?
Just my wife and I started, and I want to say that was, that was 2013. And then by 2015, I had already done some investing, and I had done my first, I had actually purchased my first property in San Antonio. And that's when Janine and her husband, Andre, approached us. And, you know, they were watching us as we were growing our business and learning more about investing and purchasing multifamily properties. And they approached us and said, hey, you know, we'd be interested in doing this. And before I knew it, they had joined and they had started investing. I mean, it didn't take a lot of pushing, I'll put it that way.
So let's go back to your story again, Bob. You started out as a passive investor. How many deals in total have you done as a passive investor? How many total have you done as a lead investor?
Okay, I've done 3 deals as a lead investor and 36 passive deals. And 16 of those have gone full cycle. And that means, you know, they were purchased and ultimately sold over the next few years.
Okay. And when you were doing that, I always like to ask this question of some investors. What was most important to you, the lead investor or the deal itself?
No question about it. The lead investor is the most important aspect of any passive investment. I always tell other passive investors this. If you have a good lead investor, he could take a lousy deal and make it decent. And he can also take a great deal and make it even greater. So it's all in the horse you're riding.
Okay. So as you moved along, you started doing these passive deals and coming to meetings and parties. I'd see you all the time when you first started. What changed your mind that you wanted to go out and be a lead investor?
Well, I had I started passive investing. I was still working full time in the engineering and construction business. And ultimately, I mean, my goal was, I was a pretty old guy even back then, my ultimate goal was to retire. So we did a few passive deals, and in early 2014, maybe 15 months after I had joined, I retired from corporate America. And I figured, well, this is it. I'm going to have the life of leisure, and I'll never have to think about working or spreadsheets again. But I rapidly realized that that's not my DNA, and I've got to have something to do. And I also believe that what keeps everybody going is a purpose in life. And so, I started evaluating deals. I wasn't like anxious to do a new deal, but I started evaluating deals using the Lifestyles method. And pretty soon I ran into a deal that I just couldn't refuse. I just could not break the deal. And of course, I talked to my mentors. I talked to other leads. And they all agreed, hey, this looks like a pretty good deal. So I jumped into it, and lo and behold, since then, I've been pretty deep into owning and operating properties.
All right, now I'm going to swing all the way over to the other side from here. And Janine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Janine, I've always believed the kids don't listen to their parents at all. Rule 1437B-7 in the Book of Life is that familiarity breeds contempt. And so no one listens to the people that tell them what to do their whole life. One day I woke up, my daughter was 30 years old, and she was a professional bodybuilder, and she looked exactly like I did when I was a bodybuilder, being that she was a female, though. And I wondered what the heck happened, and she was living with a pro bodybuilder, and I get, well, wait a minute. There was never any interest. I never, forced her to think about bodybuilding, and she just picked it up. So we're curious to hear, how did you end up in real estate investing after your father had started with your mother? Tell us your story.
Well, perhaps it was similar to your daughter with the bodybuilding. It really wasn't that my dad or my parents were shoving this information down our throats. We just would be, once they moved back to Austin and got involved in lifestyles, we have three kids, and we had had our first baby. And of course, we were at the grandparents' house a lot, and and every time we would go, it seemed like there was a check with passive income just sitting on the counter. And, we would ask questions, well, what's all this about? And my dad would just share the information, and this is what we're doing, and this is how it works. And we asked more and more questions. And, I've been like this my whole life, just a very curious learner. I would ask many, many, many questions. I wasn't one to just sit there and ponder about things and wonder. I mean, I certainly, would want to know and would express that. And it was the same thing with this. And, we could see that they were very successful. And then one day in particular, I remember my dad made a small comment he was telling us about lifestyles, and, they had done this lead deal, and they had been investing passively. And, we were learning all about that, and he made a comment about how he was making more in passive income at that point than he was at the height of his career. And he was very successful in corporate America, working for these huge engineering construction firms. And that really, you know, made me think. And he would say oftentimes, you know, I just wish I would have started this when I was younger. And my brain type is very similar to his in the sense that it's data driven, you know, just A plus B equals C. And, you know, he was able to show us, both he and I, a lot of that through his experiences. And we just, you know, we were at a point in our lives where we were like, okay, well, we've got a bunch of equity in the house that we own. You know, we have a couple of choices here. And so we just moved forward from there. I would say that's pretty much how we got started.
So it's interesting because I always talk about this in seminars. I talk about the difference between motivation and inspiration. And I say motivation is like taking a shower. You know, it works for one day and then you better do it again. Whereas inspiration is something you see out in front of yourself that you could chase after for the rest of your life. So having somebody to follow is more inspiring than motivational. Someone's not beating you up to go do something. Hey, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So when I'm going to ask a backward leaning question, though, and that was husband and wife, married, three kids, working. Were you working or just the husband working, or how did? What was the work?
No, position? Yeah, we were both working. I was a dyslexia therapist, and I worked for a small independent school for kids with dyslexia. I'd been there for years. And we had the first baby, and Andre was working as well. He was working for Apple in the tech industry. And he had previously worked in hotel management before that. So he kind of had that background. Also, Andre is from Brazil, and his dad has a lot of real estate investment experience in Brazil. It's very different there. But so Andre kind of had, you know, had experiences growing up with real estate as well. So this wasn't like completely bizarre for us. And he wasn't resistant to it.
Was there any pain? In other words, you know, Tony Robbins said you'll do twice, three times, four times more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And many people come to Lifestyles because they're just sick and tired of working. And I'm just seeing the picture. Both of you working with three kids. That's got to be a pretty busy schedule, huh?
Yes. And working for a school, yes, there was pain. And working for a school, I felt like the only way for me to grow was to put a lot more time into the school. If I wanted to be the head of school, if I wanted to move up, if I wanted to change my position and that kind of thing. And all of those things were opportunities for me. But ultimately, I did not want to spend more time with other people's children than with my own. And it's a huge priority for me all the time to be a part of their lives. This change in career path, this, you know, moving from working in education, and there were things that were very fulfilling about it. I mean, it was a really wonderful career while it lasted, but it was certainly, there's so much more flexibility now. You know, if I have a deadline and something I need to do, I can do it during the day or I can do it after the kids go to bed, and I can go to the volleyball games, go to the track meet, and all of that, and just really be involved.
Well, that's interesting that there was pain and there was some inspiration. So you had it a little push and a little pull going both directions. Are you going to be going to the expo this week?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, great. For those of you out there who would like to meet Bob and meet Janine, you want to get to the expo? I've got a free pass for you. If you move right away, you need to text the word free to 88007, free to 88007, and we'll get you a free pass. We'll be right back with Janine and Bob and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Bob DeLong and his daughter Janine Lutz, both of which are going to be at the expo here starting tomorrow in Irving, Texas. Now, the expo runs from October 2nd to October 5th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday and Thursday are primarily bus tour days. Friday and Saturday are the expo, which is the main events and all the breakout sessions. So if you've been thinking about going and you just, you know, can't motivate yourself, I'm going to give you something to motivate you. If you right now desire to go to this, we'll get you free tickets and $97 offer. If you will text the word free to 88007, that's free to 88007, we'll get you a free ticket to it. Guys, let's go back here and go back to Janine. Janine, you've got a lot of preemptive information coming from your father and mother being in this program and watching them, but you still had to go through the two-day class to learn the details to start with and then the other classes. I'm interested in finding out, even after you've been preempted by your parents, when you came to the two-day, were there any aha moments where you go, boy, I didn't even get that part of it. That makes all the difference right there. That's that big balloon that goes off over your head going, that's it. That's what I needed to hear.
Well, I think, you know, honestly, I don't remember. I feel like I wish I had some sort of, you know, genius response to this, but I don't remember anything specifically at the two-day. What I do remember is jumping to the back page and saying, I will not do what Del told me to do or what David told me to do. I remember being asked to do that and thinking, this is a map and I am not in this myself. And yes, of course, I already felt like I had the support of my dad, who I would say is a huge mentor to me in many ways. And seeing all of these people sitting in this room and hearing from people in the two-day who were either passive investors or a lead investor really, really just made me feel like I had a huge support group. And it wasn't just me, and I could see what my dad talked about because he would describe this. But I, of course, wasn't involved yet. So I would say that was a pretty big deal to me.
When you came out of the two-day, what had you decided to do? Were you single family to start with? Were you multifamily passive?
No. We decided to pull the equity out of our house and start investing passively. And I knew that my dad was considering looking for another deal, and we had talked about me partnering with him and being the operations lead whenever that deal would come up. And so we immediately got into a passive deal. We got into a few passive deals very quickly after we joined in 2015, and just started networking, getting to know others in the group, and just moved forward from there.
All right. So you guys sit down and plan this, that you were going to be partners in this deal and that you were going to be the operation end of it?
Well, we had talked about it. Should we find a deal in Austin? So for us, for Andre and I, so we now have four lead deals, and something that's always been really important to us is that the properties that we own and manage are close to home. We do have kids, and it's important to us to be around and be a part of their lives. And so that's part of the criteria that we look for So if that had not happened with the next redeal that my dad did, then or if it had taken longer, then perhaps the track would have been a little bit different. But we had already started investing passively in other deals at that point with other.
How many total passive deals did you do, and how many lead deals did you do?
So we have 4 lead deals, and then as far as passive deals, I think we have been in 31 passive deals. Some have gone full cycle. So right now we might have about 24 or 25.
Okay. And as the lead investor in these deals, what do you think is the most important part of getting that job done?
You know, the most important part feels so final, the most important part. But I would say a huge, huge piece of it is knowing, having a path and sticking with that path, with that plan, until you have to change plans and go to plan B. And then knowing that you can change your plan as you need to, and knowing that you're not in it alone, and you have a team and support to help you overcome challenges. Because in life in general, not just in this business, there are surprises. And being a problem solver and knowing, not just knowing that you have people you can call, but taking action and being proactive, trying to be ahead of things and maintain that network is really important.
So as you go into business and you started out, you know, it's quite a step to go from teacher to business person. But in doing so, you have to at some point understand that, you know, before you were thinking about yourself and, of course, your kids that you were teaching. Yeah. But now you're thinking about yourself and your investors. So yes. There's somebody else that's now a part of the whole decision-making process. But then you also have your vendors you have to keep happy. So, you know, when the dollar gets spent, does it go to the vendors? Does it go to the investors? And then you have your customers, which are the residents that live in your apartment complex. You're now managing all these different people that are counting on you. How well did that go over with you, or was that challenge, you know, what did it take to make that move from just having one single thought, I'm going to help this child, to boom, all these people want a piece of me now?
Yeah. Well, so one thing I'll say is that when I worked for the school, I wore many hats. I was the head of the math department for a period of time. I worked in admissions, which is essentially sales. I was a dyslexia therapist for a part of the time. So I did have experience in managing more than just a classroom. Kids are actually the hardest to manage, I would say. It is a challenge, but...
I laugh at that because the reality is they take a lot more energy because they've got a lot more energy than older people. But man, some older people are like herding cats. They now think they know it all, and trying to get them to do the right thing is, man, I'll tell you, I take my grandkids over some of these older people sometimes.
Absolutely. I hear you on that. It was a transition for sure, but my dad is a really great mentor, and he had already been down this road, and he really, there were, you know, times when I'd call him 5 times a day, and it really strengthened our relationship in a different way. And because we think in a very similar way and we process things in a very similar way, it worked out very well for me to partner with him on it.
So as you move along here, what are your thoughts for the future?
Well, you know, we underwrite deals all the time, and you know, when the right deal comes up and at the right price, and we feel confident that that it makes sense, we are ready to buy our next deal. With that said, we're not in any huge rush. Nothing will happen if we don't buy another property in the next week, in the next, you know, or don't go under contract in the next week, 6 months, year, 2 years. So I think making sure that we buy right is very important. It's always been very important to us.
What about the future? Is there enough income in the future, passive or in these investments as a lead investor, to get your husband to retire, or is that just not
He's
necessary?
He's actually already retired. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's
okay.
Full on in the business. Yes.
That brings it back to you then, Bob. Are you freed up now? Are you, I know you said you can't stand to be not busy. So what do you do when you bring the family in and they start taking over?
Yeah, and it's been really interesting. I mean, I've been transitioning out of the business now for about 5 years. And we actually, some years ago, we realized, okay, we have to have a division of responsibilities, right? So we have a division of responsibilities, and Janine has her responsibilities, you know, largely operations. Andre has his. I have mine. And we actually meet, we meet once a month, usually, and we go over, this is one of the first things we go over, is the division of responsibilities. And like I said, we treat this like a business, and we have been gradually, very gradually, moving responsibilities from me over to them, to where now I have a lot more flexibility in my time. I mean, I do very few things that are time constrained, specifically, okay, you got to do this on this day for this property. You know, they do just about all of the operational stuff with the properties, you know. And it's gone phenomenally. I mean, our relationship is just phenomenal, both with Janine and with Andre. And it honestly much easier than I ever would anticipate with anyone else, to be honest with you. I don't know if that answered your question, by the way.
It does, and I think it's interesting. I have one more aspect to tie to that, but before I do, I want to just remind people that if you're listening before we go off the air here for the show, tomorrow starts the Expo in Irving, Texas, and it's the October 2nd through October 5th. The main days are Friday and Saturday. If you want to get into the show, you can get a free ticket by texting the word free to 88007. That's free to 88007. Text that. So, Bob, I'll leave you with this last question, and we got to go. And that is, somebody came to me one time, a wife, and said, you know, Del, I married him for better or worse, but I did not marry him to be at home with me all day long every day. Is there any residence in this, either on the daughter's side, Janine, or on your side, Bob, that, hey, there's just too much of them together all the time?
Not on my side at all. I thoroughly enjoy working with Janine and Andre, and actually it's very rewarding and fulfilling. I can't tell you, how it is actually the coup de grace on my entire life. The fact that I can watch my kids, you know, I can work with them and at the same time watch them grow into something that is probably beyond what I have achieved.
Well, it's a great story, guys. I look forward to seeing you at the Expo. You're both going to be there, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right. What days are you guys going to get up there?
We're going to go up there Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. And both Janine and I are on panels that we're on separate panels, by the way, but you're going to be leading a couple of them. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of interesting people to get up there. Well, thanks for coming on the radio show today, and I look forward to seeing you up there. The rest of you out there, if you want to get that free ticket, text FREE to 88007. That's FREE to 88007. And remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.